Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed.
Speculator, as you lead the charge of currency, $3 trillion a day you play with electronically. See that bleep on your screen? Do you realize what it means? This week's suffering in London, Skid Row, or just Mexico? I said go!
Go!
Good afternoon and welcome to the 4ZZZ Aniki Show. You're on 102.1 FM and my name is Linda and I am joined today by Peter. And Peter and I are going to take you through this radiothon special of the Aniki Show. And also, we'll have Kimbo coming in. So all the Aniki team is on board for this special radiothon edition. Coming up on the show, I'm going to play some comedy, a humorous take on chemtrails. I've played it before. I thought it was a good time to play it again. We're trying to be cheerful here. We're going to hear another song now. It's by ELF, Elf, and it's called CIA Hypno-Programmed Robot Assassin. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Hey kid, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a
CIA Hypno-Programmed Robot Assassin.
Programmed robot assassin. you had a bad shot. You get your final bed. Triple O who got the man balls, he's not dead. Junkies better throw the needles away. I'll never see the light of another day. Just walk away, just walk away. Doing bad, snatches, coppers coming this way. Running out of puff, trying to get rid of the hot stuff. Dealers, junkies, gamblers, all bringing the coppers around, making up bad rep by a part of town. We've had about enough. They better move on, we're coming at your rough. With the microphone, this is where we live, what we call home. Stand your ground, black paper from the block. We're not moving on, so rack off cops. With red food, housing, company. Gonna manifest our own destiny. Stand your ground, black paper. The dark, with no shoes on, with needles around the playground. Pemmawee Park is the place to play. But it's not just youngins we need to say. People running around with needles in their arm, falling on the ground, doing themselves harm. The government took my people away. Now I'm never ever gonna see them again. It's a pain when I'm waiting for a train in the rain. A guy asked me for $2 for a pie, not again. I feel sorry for the poor bugger, but no one else seems to bother. It must be a gubba original. Now here comes the rain, just another day. It's a vicious cycle, and everyone's got their role to play. Stand your ground, black people from the block. We're not moving on, so rack off cops. Red Fern Housing Company, gonna manifest our own destiny. Stand your ground, black people from the block. We're not moving on, so rack off cops. Red Fern Housing Company, gonna manifest our own destiny.
Cleveland Street.
My name's Will.
Elijah.
Oh, Phoenix.
Jazz.
Young Red Fern.
It is Radiothon, 4ZZZ Radiothon. Time for us to ask you for your support. Peter is in the studio with me and he knows a long history of 4ZZZ and reasons to support 4ZZZ.
They're innumerable. Linda, if you just look at the media landscape today, as we heard with Treatback Radio, there is no alternative. Well, you know, there is, but we are obviously a very significant alternative to the mainstream and has been for years, and we continue and we will continue and even better and better with your support. So, Linda, I went to a few gigs for the Radiothon. I mean, 2 gigs in 1 weekend for an old fella like me. It's a bit of an effort, but I made it. I went to Happy Fest on Friday at the Underdog. There were lots of happy people there. And, yeah, I think the station would have done very well. Did you? You said you were coming, or you were held up at the station or something. I got too happy and I had to go home and lie down.
Happy Fest, yes. Yeah. I was too happy. I had to stay home.
Just too happy.
Too happy.
And then last night, Rock and Roll Barbecue, which was obviously much more rock. And that was, it was even more well-attended. There was, I think there's also a large spillover from the Valley Fiesta. A lot of people coming and going from there, which wasn't as big this year. Maybe the rain or whatever, or maybe people are just over it. But anyway, so that was a little bit of an older demographic. And there was two good gigs. So I think we're doing well. And I'm looking at the figure on the whiteboard. And it's good. I just wanted to mention a few things that are coming up, not actually 4ZZZ things, but they are reasons to be cheerful, to look forward to. The West End Derby is on the 7th of September next month. That's a chance for an alternative to the motor car as a form of transport. Any wheeled object, I think, without a motor, or maybe just a little electric one, but no segues. It turns up at Boundary Street at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, the 7th, and you they have a ride down Boundary Street to West End, and then there's activities, especially for the little kiddies. Please, I think you should have them wearing a helmet, though. It's you can dress up, you can decorate your bike or anything. I can remember one year a guy turned up in a wheelchair, and I asked him, are you planning on getting paralytic? And Yes, I think he was. And so, yeah, it's a good community thing in West End, the West End Derby, the 7th of September. I'll be going. Also, the Writers' Festival is coming up in September. There are sometimes good things there. You can look that up. You know, it's every year. I think it's associated with the Brisbane Festival. But anyway, there's some good free things too at the Writers' Festival. And, of course, there's the West End Festival itself. Now, I'm just going from a big poster I saw in West End, but there, I think it's being revamped. I think it's supposed to go over the 10th and the 11th of October, so that's quite a while away. And I'm not sure where it's going to be. Previously, years past, it was in Boundary Street. It actually started as the Boundary Street Festival, and then it went through a lot of changes and everything and ended up at the primary school, West End Primary School, and sort of turned into a school fete. I don't know if it's going to still be there. It didn't say that on the poster. I think they're workshopping it. They were calling for input from artists and everything. But, yeah, anyway, it could be worth checking out on the 10th and the 11th of October. I went to some really good ones in the 80s and 90s. I can remember one in 96 when the police came through and did a lot of harassment. That was the same year as the market day in Musgrave Park a few months later. But, yeah, it was a lot of, you know, good fun, freaks in the street and stuff. And also, of course, the Joint Effort is being reborn. Now, originally, the Joint Efforts were between Triple Z and the Student Union out at UQ, but this Joint Effort will be between Triple Z and, oh, what's it called? Punkfest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the Hamilton Hotel, a new venue for me, and it'll be the Cosmic Psychos and Painters and Dockers, that's it. Painters and Dockers and a whole lot of local, and the Go Set, and a lot of good local acts, so that could be something good to look forward to. And also, it's not raining. Linda, that's another reason. Well, we had some rain, and that's good, and my garden's growing, and everybody, you know, you can... How's yours going, Linda? Do you want some loofah seedlings? Because I'm about to have lots. And so that's a reason to be cheerful, too.
Fantastic. Yes, I've been revamping my garden.
Well, it's the time of year to do it.
Yes, that's right. And trying to keep out the possums.
Oh, wow.
From things, and...
I can have a solution for you, but I won't mention it on it. The chickens chase
keep the chickens out. No, oh, keep the chickens out from the garden as well. Oh. It's very important that we learn to grow our own food for the future.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because of climate change and other things, the...
Local produce, yes.
Global logistics of and transport.
Dependency on chemicals, you know, and just the fuel for transport and, you know, farming practices.
And there's something like one litre of oil in every 1 kilo of food or something like...
Yeah, that's...
So it's very heavily dependent on oil for transport, for the infrastructure of the farm, but also for... The fertilizers and the chemicals that are all based on petrochemicals.
Yes.
So we're going to cut to a song, cut to a track. Have we got a... no, we haven't got a...
I didn't have a chance to.
Haven't got that lined up yet. We're going to cut to a track. And then when we come back, I'm going to mention the Radiothon prizes, which we have, because... We've got a number of prizes which are instant win prizes. So if you...
No hanging around.
Yes, yeah, so basically you have
instant gratification, Linda.
That's right. And
well, that
so
makes you happy.
You don't go in a draw.
No.
You ring up and you choose your particular prize.
Yes.
And it's best if you can actually pay the money and subscribe. Now, 3252155 is the number... Thanks very much to everyone who supported Triple Z so far. We're going to hear a song by Corporate Avenger. It's called Jesus Christ Homosexual May Require Language and Concept Warning, extra one for this one.
If Jesus Christ was God, and God created all, then Jesus Christ created the homosexual. There might be a little fag in us all. He made us in his image. Now listen what I say. Then it's a possibility that Jesus Christ was gay.
Did walk around with 12 men and dine in a diaper, didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he?
And you just heard from Corporate Avenger and Jesus Christ Homosexual, and that's, I guess, a response to all the churches in America and also in Australia, people who you know, say that homosexuality is not normal and it's not the way that God wanted things. And it reminds me of the Hillsong Church, who are threatening, who are owners of the Gloria Jean's coffee chain in Australia. So one reason to get your coffee from somewhere else. There's plenty of great coffee places around, and avoid Hillsong Church's Gloria Jean's. Although anarchists want a society without capitalism, and that would not involve corporations and businesses, but rather cooperatives where everyone works together, we are living in a society where capitalism is the king, the dollar is everything, trumps everything. And you're listening to 4ZZZ, subscriber-funded radio. We were crowdfunding before it was cool. Way back in 1975, we started out crowdfunding. There's lots of crowdfunding sites these days, and everything's being crowdfunded. We were doing that a long time ago, and we're still doing it, and we need your help to keep us going. And you can call 3252-1555 to pledge a subscription to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And the sub prices are very reasonable, and you can go onto our website 4ZZZFM.org.au. Check those out. I'll also mention them soon on the radio. This year, the Anarchy Show, we've got some instant win prizes. These are prizes that are particular to people, and so if you perhaps don't have children, you don't want to win the prizes with children, although you may know some friends or family with children. So the first one we've got is a $50 voucher to spend at a place called embellished.com.au. And Embellished is a shop of cute handmade things for children. And they have lots of things. And you can go onto their website, which is embellished.com.au, to see all the things that they have, things like bow clips and hair clips and shabby flowers and fabric flowers and snap clips, hair ties, hair bands, fedoras, if you're into fedoras, beanies to keep those little head warm, and many other things. And this is a Australian-owned business also, a business that's very grassroots and with a work at home moms. And if you ring up and pledge a subscription and subscribe to 4ZZZ, you can win that $50 voucher. There's also a Ever Earth Large Workbench from Cheeky Junior, cheekyjunior.com.au. And the reason why I chose this prize is that it's good to learn to be practical, like Peter and I were talking about with gardening and the importance of gardening. This workbench also helps to help your little one to learn how to make things and be practical, because more and more as time goes on, we'll be needing these kind of skills. There's also a $50 gift voucher to Tip Toe and Co, which is children's shoes up to the ages of 5 or 6. And Tiptoe and Co are another locally owned, Australian owned business, perhaps not local because they're in Perth, but a grassroots business that is run from a work at home mother. And also now two for adults. We've got a jewellery set from a place called Knot Lace, and Knot Lace is a jewellery that is a very versatile jewellery that you can make a necklace and have all sorts of different designs. There's also earrings about this, and a shout out to James, a Triple Z listener, a supporter of 4ZZZ's The Anarchy Show. Last year he subscribed to this show. Thanks, James. And James said that he would be very keen to have this jewellery set from Knot Lace for his partner, who Caroline, who's also a Triple Z listener, a very keen Triple Z listener and a subscriber. Also, some jewellery from Curly Whirly Crystals. A friend of mine who lives up on the Sunshine Coast makes these Curly Whirly Crystals, and they're beautiful stones and jewellery around those. So be sure to support those businesses and also support Triple Z. It's a win-win situation. We get to give exposure to businesses who are grassroots and share our ideology, and also we get to give you something for subscribing to 4ZZZ. There's been lots happening over in America, in Ferguson, where an unarmed man was shot, and then it's caused a ricocheting effect throughout the city and country and even world. There's been lots of protests about that around the world, and also other people have been, unarmed people have been shot. I'm going to play a song by Rob Hussle. It's called Call the Cops, and it's a good reason to think about it, whether or not you actually want to call the police if something happens because of what might happen once you call the cops.
What? This is what happens when you call the cops. Say what? This is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on.
This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot. Pow. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
I'm sick of people being victimized by criminal cops. Psychopathic predators terrorizing neighborhood blocks. Equipped with pepper spray, mace, cuffs, tasers, and glocks. They like serial killers acting out subliminal thoughts. Forget what you taught, these cops have got a license to kill. Witness intimidation means that they can use it at will. Code of silence means that the pigs will never let out a squeal. And if they go to court, they know the judge will make them a deal. For real, that's why they stopping me, locking me up and stopping me. Confiscating my property, talking in my demography. Making the poor commodities, profiting off of poverty. Enforcing policies, supporting prison economies, yeah. No one makes money when the violence stops. Hating brutality's the way to make a criminal crop. Blood in the gutters, how the rich butter they bread at the top. And that's why this is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot. This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call
get shot.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm mixed up in the system and these pigs is trying to murder me. They mace me, they tase me, they trained them to hate me, degrade and detain me and change just like slavery. Hands up, face down, left hook, right quick. Throw you down, hold you down, smack you with that nightstick. Night shift, riding round, see you with your J's on. You'll get sprayed on over Skittles, word to Trayvon. All the people saying is it's crazy down in Florida. What you saying is you playing, it's the same in California. They ganging like they banging and they'll hang you down in Georgia. Frame you in a case for what you say without a lawyer. Swarming with no warning, now they sorting through your residence. Stormed in with no warrant, now they snorting all the evidence. You better just learn to dodge a box, cause this is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on, this is what happens when you call the cops. Say what? This is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on,
this is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Come on,
this is what happens when you call the cops.
Say what?
This is what happens when you call the cops. You get your rights violated or you all get shot.
We got a baby in the living room.
Get the grenades, pull a pin, throw it in the crib, blow him away.
There's a homeless guy camping here.
We'll tell him to pack. When he gets up and starts leaving, shoot the bum in the back.
This guy rolled through a stop sign.
That's drugs for sale. Get some doctors to rape him, send him a bill in the mail.
We got a black man knocking on a white woman's door.
With 10 shots point blank, he ain't gonna knock no more. Look, the problem starts at the academy. New cadets are indoctrinated with a military mentality. With them as the soldiers and us as the people they're battling. We're either collateral damage or combat fatalities. Either way, the reality's that it's not gonna stop. Cause this is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops. Come on, this is what happens when you call the cops.
This is what happens.
Say what?
Happens when you call when you call the cops.
Come on.
This is what happens when you call
This is what happens when you call the cops. This is what happens when the cops we happen. Call when you all get shot.
Bad.
Cough.
No. Donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
Bad.
Cough.
Donut. Bad.
Cough.
No. Donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
Buddy Holly, the working folly, good golly Miss Molly and Boats. Hammersmith Polly, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, add nanny goats. 18 winners camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal boats. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly and porridge oats. A bit of grin and bear it, a bit of come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow soap, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shock. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that makes. Elvis and Scotty, days when I had spotted, sitting on the pot, curious smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, 1, 2, 3. Yes, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case? buddy Holly, the working folly. Good golly, Miss Molly and boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally. Jump back in the air, head and then he goes. 18 winner scammels, Dominic a camel. All other mammals plus equal votes. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie. Being rather silly, porridge oats. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses. Round your skinny bottoms. Taking mum to Paris, lighting up the chalice. Wee Willie Harris. Band to Stephen Biko, listening to Rico. Hop about your Chico. Cheddar cheese and pickles, pins and motorcycle. Slap and tickle. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful.
But I can see the Labour Party coming to power in the next election. Maybe not, who knows? It doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit here and there. It doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit here and there.
Tune in to Autonomous Action Radio. 4ZZZ's Anarchy Show.
Hi, welcome to Truthache, because the truth hurts. Today I'm going to talk about chemtrails. There's been a lot of chemtrail activity today, a lot of spraying. My sinuses have been acting up, which happens a lot these days. The doctor tells me that it's hay fever. typical doctors, you know, big pharma, trying to sell me hay fever medication, which is useless because it's not hay fever. If it was hay fever, then how come every time I get the sniffles, every time my sinuses start acting up, I look outside and there are clouds? Huh? Every time. You know, there's a rule in logic, which is that correlation proves causation. Hay fever. Okay, for those of you who don't know, chemtrails are the chemical trails that get sprayed out of the back of airplanes. Whenever you see a plane flying overhead and there are these white lines coming out the back of the plane, those are chemtrails. It's a secret government spraying operation. It's a joint operation between the Bilderberg Group, the Illuminati, the United Nations, and, oddly enough, the Boy Scouts of America. It's a plan to spray these chemicals, ultimately to reduce the world's population by 90% within the next 10 years. Here's what's in the chemtrails. Okay, you've got aluminium, which is not found in nature. You've got barium, which is a chemical, and all these deadly chemicals, what you do is you breathe them in, and they build up in your system, and they kill you. They kill you slowly, though, because they don't want to make it obvious what they're doing. So these chemicals, they lie dormant in your system, and at some point within the next 100 years you will die, and it'll look like natural causes. It's important to protect yourself from the chemtrails. Here I'm using a natural herbal remedy that I picked up at the organic food store, and what these do is they neutralize the effects of the chemtrails. I take these whenever I feel the symptoms of chemtrail poisoning, and symptoms include anything. Sore throat, sniffles, itching, heartburn, pimples, hiccups, any kind of anything. I take a couple of these and sometimes the symptoms go away. and sometimes they don't. It all depends on the kind of chemtrails that they're spraying. Now I want to address a few of the arguments that skeptics, skeptics, usually make about chemtrails. First of all, they always say that chemtrails or contrails, as they call them, are actually water vapor freezing in the atmosphere. Okay, I've got one thing to say to you. Okay, prove it. Prove it. You know, I don't mean show me some scientific research. I mean, I really don't give a shit what the scientists think, because the scientists are funded by the government. So anyone who says that chemtrails are just water vapor, you know they're working for the CIA, okay? Because until you can prove that chemtrails don't exist, you have to assume they do. It's simple logic. If chemtrails don't exist, then why is it that the politicians never answer my letters when I ask them about chemtrails? I mean, if they don't exist, then what are they hiding? You know, just give me an answer. You can tell me that chemtrails exist, in which case, good, that's the end of it. Or they can tell me that chemtrails don't exist, in which case, I know they're lying, and they don't give me an answer at all, then that really proves that there are chemtrails. All you skeptics who are brainwashed by the lamestream media, if you tell me that there are no chemtrails, then what you're really saying is that no government in the history of the world has ever lied to anyone about anything ever. And I'm sorry, I just don't buy that, okay? The Manhattan Project, the Crusades, 9/11, therefore chemtrails. It's simple logic. Can't you see this proves it? All right, DARPA, income tax, horses, Roswell, the moon, even more words. Wake up. For those of you sheeple who think that chemtrails are just water and cloud formations, then I have one question for you. What do you say to this? Okay, what do you say to this? What do you say to this? What about this? Do you think these are clouds? You think this is natural? I rest my case. The truth hurts, people. The truth hurts.
You just heard there a little piece from a guy called Shane P. Davis, and that was a satirical piece. Before you get too panicked, that was a satirical piece about chemtrails, and he's got lots of good stuff on his YouTube channel, which is called collegebinary.com. You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. This is the Anarchy Show, the Radiothon edition, and you can ring up and subscribe to 4ZZZ. And I've just had a message from a listener who I mentioned before, James and Caroline, who are avid listeners to 4ZZZ, and they have pledged subscriptions for both of them. Thank you very much to James and Caroline. Their favourite show is The Anarchy Show, they said. Not me, they said, not me. And you're listening to the Anarchy Show, and you can also subscribe on 3252155 or online on our website for zzzfm.org.au. We're going to play a song by a band that's playing in Brisbane soon, and they're called Pop Will Eat Itself, and this song is called Plastic. Captain Plastic, we were talking before about oil being in everything, and plastic is everywhere and in everything, and plastic is made from oil.
Captain Plastic, strapped in, it's drastic, spiral-tastic, it's Captain strapped in.
Captain Plastic there by Pop Will Eat Itself, who are playing soon at the zoo. And Monster Zuko Ensemble also playing. It'll be fantastic.
That's cool.
And you're listening to the Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. It is Radiothon, so we invite you.
Encourage.
Ask.
All those non-violent words.
If you please, to subscribe to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM, and we have lots of prizes to encourage you. And another prize that we have, which I didn't mention, which I'll mention now, is we've got these great things that you put on your shoes, and they're LED lights, and when you walk or bounce or dance, they flash. And they're called Nightwalkers, and they're really cool. And a small business called Alexander's Toy Box donated these, and if you ring up and subscribe to either the Anarchy Show / Autonomous Action Radio or Outlaws Radio, the Friday night hip-hop show, we'll give you a pair of these. They come in green and white or blue and red. You know what blue and red looks like?
The police.
The purple. Yes. And Alexander's Toy Box is a special business that was established by a woman who has a son with multiple disabilities, and it was very hard to find Christmas and birthday presents, and so Alexander's Toy Box was born, was created, alexanderstoybox.com.au, and they actually use the lights to help stimulate the kids. But you can use them to stimulate the dance floor.
True that.
Yes. Or just riding a bike. I have a pair on my shoes and I ride my bike, and when you go over bumps and stuff, or if you're running, they flash. It's quite good. And Kimbo.
I got nothing about flash shoes.
Yeah. What else is going on?
I don't know. I'm living up in the bush. I'm writing zines. There's a zine fair soon next weekend.
Yeah.
Part of the it's Brisbane Writers Festival, and there's a zine and comics fair.
Where?
At the Edge, I think. Yeah, it's called Six, and it's on Facebook.
Fantastic. We're going to hear a song from Victims of Noah, which requires a language warning. Which song do you want to play?
It's called Six Ribbons.
Love songs to tell the whole world of the love that we shed. If I were a merchant, I'd bring you six diamonds with six blood red roses for my love to share. But I am a simple man, a poor common farmer, so take these six ribbons to tie back your hair. If I was a terrorist, I'd hijack six chicken farmer, so don't waste my water washing your hair. Truly, all I can share is six fucking ribbons, so that I care. If I was a junkie, I'd score you six grand to bang up your arms with the needle we share. If I was a and fondle their entrails for a satanic prayer. But I am a simpleton, a downstricken farmer, so don't waste my water washing your hair. Doodly do, all I can share is six fucking ribbons to tie back your hair. Demolish six buildings to show that I care. If I were a politician from the National Party, I'd bring you six cash gifts in brown paper bags. But I am a simpleton, a drought-stricken farmer, so don't waste my water washing your hair. Doodly doodly, all I can share is six fucking ribbons to tie back your hair. Six fucking ribbons, so tie back your hair.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
Song is for all the political prisoners.
lost our common ground. That's what the law's been for. Friends, for those inside for drug offenses, does the state really care about your own misguided will? No, they're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical.